When 23-year-old Jan Vlachinski and his friend decided to open a bar in their local hometown, they bet on originality and customer service. 7 years later, it seems their project has paid off big time. Vlachinski now co-owns five bars across Brno, whose distinct character has made them not only popular among locals, they've also been covered by prestigious outlets such as the New York Times and The Guardian. Tom McEncroe popped down to the Moravian capital to ask Vlachinski about the secret of his success.
So with me is Mr. Jan Vlachinski, owner of a sprawling web of original bars in the Moravian capital of Brno. Mr. Vlachinski, we are now in your bar called Slast. Could you tell us how many bars you own altogether?
Well, at this moment it's five bars. But we don't do only bars. We have also one production of lemonade and catering service and consulting service. So the projects, there are more of them, but the bars only five.
Becoming successful in the hospitality industry can be tempting, but also very difficult. Yet you opened your bar at a very young age and took off. So what is your secret?
Well, first of all, I have to say I'm not sure we are so successful. It looks like we are, but to be honest, only three of those bars are in profit, so two of them are still not, and maybe we'll wait a long time before they will be. So it's like, you know, we have five bars and there are people coming in, but what is success here? So I don't know what's the secret. What we like about our job is that so it's hospitality. It's making people happy, and we have to start with ourselves. So it's making our people happy at first, and then everything else.
So your employees.
Yeah.
I imagine that is every entrepreneur's worry, is whether it's profitable or not. I imagine that's a constant worry. What is it actually like to start a bar? Are there any tips you have for starting hospitality entrepreneurs?
I have one. Don't. No, I think there that it's a very complicated business, and a lot of people who want to start a bar don't know what they're going into, and we didn't as well. And to be honest, if I knew what I know now about starting a bar, I would probably start with different business. I mean, I like it. I love that we do it now. But when we started, we didn't know anything, There are a lot of things that are much more difficult here in this business than any other else. So,
just out of curiosity, what business would you enter?
Oh, the lemonade business we do, the production of lemonade. I would do that. I really like that one. It's much more scalable. The field is much more open. So, yeah.
You have your own lemonade. What is it? What is the specific flavor?
Well, so we have 14 flavors as of right now, and we want to have 50 of them. So we don't have anyone specific, but all of them are. And it's called Zazrachna, which is miracles in English, I would say. And, it's just a source, I would say, a channel of creativity for our bartenders. And, we sell it in our bars, but also in more than 100 of other bars and coffee shops in Czech Republic.
Speaking of drinks, it's actually through an original drink that you guys broke through, am I correct, at the market in Brno a few years back. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, the drink is called Turbomost, which is apple juice with apple schnapps and some Christmas spices. So we used to do the selling of apple juices back in our students' years. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we wanted to do next was like try to go and sell it on Christmas market, which I was 21 at the time, and it took off. It was like people were super crazy about it, and yeah, this year we celebrated 10 years.
You took your inspiration from bars in New York and even traveled there to get tips. What did you learn?
Well, a lot of things. So the first bar, we didn't know how to do the bar, so we at the time we were going to Alaska every summer, so it was very close to go to New York and see the bars over there. I remember we went through I think it was 25 bars in New York and 15 total in the whole US. I think that was a number, but it's a long time ago for me now. But it was things like very long bar, most of the sitting next to the bar, dimmed lighting, very ambient style. the bartender who talks to you directly. Well, things that weren't so common back in Brno. So when we came back, we were like, wow, we discovered America, right? But what we discovered actually was the American bar.
And the people in Brno loved it, am I right?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. We were full since the first day of opening the first bar.
I see in front of me a device with buttons, which each table has, and you could order some more coal for your shisha, order another drink. What sort of things does your bars offer that others don't? I mean, this looks quite special. What else?
Well, there are many things, I would say, like four rooms, 4 pokoje. Other bar, for example, is open 22 hours a day, mostly. Some of this, it's a little bit less, but and it changes all the time, and the prices there change. So that's one thing. This is this device you see now is because we didn't want people to feel they have to order things here. We just wanted them to feel like, okay, chill out. Feel free to do whatever you want to do. And if you want a drink, just push the button and we'll come. But because in some other our bars, people feel like they cannot go in because they have to spend a lot, which is not our intention. But at this place, we wanted to make it very clear that it's not.
You also give guests the chance to come up with their own drinks. Am I right? How does that work?
Well, we can mix anything you want. That's true. But mostly we are trying to find something that suits exactly you. So we will ask you a lot of questions about the kind of spirits you like, the kind of flavors you like, anything you drink before, you liked before, you didn't like before. And then we'll try to do what suits you the best. That's, I think, one of the charms of cocktails bars, because that way we can make you the most happy, I think.
Your bar is very popular among Brno citizens. Do tourists come as well a lot?
Yes, they do. Well, Brno is not very touristy city, but if there are tourists come to Brno, a lot of them will come to one of our bars eventually. I would say the most touristy bar of ours is Super Panda Circus, which is an experimental cocktail bar. Very small, and what people say is that they didn't see anything like this in London, New York, and you know any other cocktail huge city. So a lot of people like it, and a lot of people will come to Brno just to see this bar, just to drink in this bar.
I actually wanted to ask you about Super Panda. It was opened in 2014, and you said that you wanted to offer guests a psychedelic experience without using drugs. Could you sort of explain that? Like, what is this psychedelic experience it offers?
Well, psychedelic for me is freedom. It's to go to different world where there are no rules, you know. So you yourself don't abide by the rules and you let yourself think free and be free. That's what is psychedelic for me. And the psychedelic experience for me can be drugs, but can be travels, because if you go to different country, you find yourself in a situation where you don't understand the rules, then you have the same feeling. And Super Panda Circus is something we wanted to create right here to have the same feeling. So you don't really understand what's going on there, and that's the main thing.
Your bars also offer signature drinks. Are there any that you are particularly proud of making? Which one, if someone was to come to your bar, you'd say, you've got to try that one out?
Oh, I'm sorry about that question. I cannot really answer to, because there is no one drink that is best for everybody. I mean, everyone has their best somewhere else.
Which one is most popular then?
It differs a lot because the menu changes a lot. But for example, right now in bar which doesn't exist, is the drink that's that has a little bit of gin, a little bit of pepper, and one of our lemonade, and it's all pink, which is one of the things that we see as very important, is how the drink looks like, because a lot of people orders like, hey, I want to drink that guy over there has.
Are you planning to expand outside of Brno, or have you already?
We haven't. We planned to do that, but right now, with the 5 bars and 140 people in our team in Brno, we're focusing on what is right now here. We don't really know what's the next step, and we because One of the things we are going through is a big decentralization of the organization. I don't do most of the decisions now, and because of that, I cannot say what is the next step. When somebody from the team will come and say, "Hey, this is the good thing to do," and round up people to do that, we'll do that. I don't know what's it gonna be. Maybe it's gonna be bar in the other city. We are not opposed to that, but maybe it's gonna be here. Maybe it's not gonna be bar in some other project.
Still, if you had to expand, which city would you go in?
Well, for a long time, I said it's not going to be Prague. Right now, I feel more like, why not? So Prague or Vienna, maybe. It's big cities, very close by.
If you had to tell tourists just in one sentence why to go to your bars, what would it be?
Atmosphere, people, just... you know, enjoy your evening, and we want you to have the best evening you can. We want to find a way how to connect to you in the way you come over there. So I said that Brno is not a very touristy city, and I think it's a great thing about Brno. So I would invite everyone to come to Brno to see what it's like, not in a touristy way, but in a very normal way, because I think it's a good place to see, like, not just our bars, but everything here.